Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out.
Introducing the new and improved taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar. Now more delicious. Zero never tasted so good. Try it now.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Like it's hot wax, put it out, all the stores, bet you can stop that.
Right.
Leave a nigga with a hot hat, frontin' like Bad Boy ain't got trash.
Nigga, stop that.
There's no guy slicker than this young fly nigga. Nickel nine liquor, floss you die quicker. This bedtime, out of town, pie flipper. Turn Chris Dallas to a crooked eye flipper. Everybody wanna be fast, see the cash. Fuck around, they weak staff, get a heat rash. Anything a Bad Boy way, we smash. 100 G stash, push a bulletproof each class. I'm through with being a player and a baller. Just want me one bad bitch so I can spoil her.
Mates wanna be the one you respect. Even when your backs rock Versace silks over still V-necks. Got green, never seen, so you suck my juice. Clutch my ooze, anything I touch, I bruise. Puff niggas on law, nigga, fuck your rules.
That's right.
Good fellas, you know you can't touch this dude.
Don't push us, cause we're close to the edge. We're trying not to lose our heads.
Broken glass everywhere. If it ain't about no money, Puff, I just don't care.
That's
I'm
right.
That good fella fly guy, sometime wise guy. Spend time at H-A-W-A-I-I.
Mates, can you please stop smoking la-la?
Puff, why try? I'm a thug, I'm a die. I be out in Jersey, puffin' Hershey. Brothers ain't worthy to rock my derby. Yo, I'm never drug free. When I'm in the club, G, though I know the thugs be wantin' to slug me. Could it be I move as smooth as Bugsy?
Yeah.
Or be at the bar with too much bubbly? Yo, I think it must be the girls wanna lust me. Or is it simply the girls just love me? Brothers wanna rock my rolls, rock my clothes, rock my ice. Pull out Glock, stop my life. I'm like, damn, how these niggas got that trust? Used to be my man, how you gon' plot on my wife? Do you think he snake me cause he hate me? Or he got his PhD, player hating degree?
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
Quit that. You a big cat,
yeah.
Where your chicks at,
yeah.
Where your whips at,
it.
Wherever you get stacks, I'ma fix that, everything that's big dreams, I did that,
right.
Don't knock me cause you're boring, I'm record sales soaring, straight soaring, simply a lot of men be wanting to hear me, cause their words just don't offend me, we spend cheese in the West Indies, then come home to plenty, cream Bentley, you name it, I could claim it, young, black, and famous, with money hanging out the anus. And when you need a hit, who you going get? Don't bet against us?
Nah, it's no bet.
We make hits that'll rearrange your whole set.
Right.
And got a Benz that I ain't even drove yet.
Don't push us, cause we're close to the edge. We're trying not to lose our heads.
Just to tell us some time, they make me wonder why you wanna take a thunder.
Why you wanna take a thunder?
Why you wanna take a shot?
Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Can't nobody take my pride. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
Hey, it's nighttime in the towns of the East Coast, that it is in the towns of the West Coast, and we are going live. WBNN is now broadcasting live on air from Lagos, Dali, and 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia Entertainment, and this is the Boston Chronicles. If your service don't support online shows, download the free call text app, and you will be able to call into the show. Welcome, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston, and the Boston Chronicles, a.k.a. Written Master Prescriptive. The point of his pen and many other monikers like Superman, Written Master Prescriptive don't want to say, I'm a poet. I like to be known as a voice that speaks from people who are scared to speak. I'm a father, brother, friend, and a person can make me their worst enemy. But I choose to emanate love. I write from many different perspectives on different levels to teach and talk to a group of individuals or the whole entire world. The poetry legacy continues with Ngozi Time Multimedia and WBNN. Y'all come through and join the conversation and support our family of entertainment. Call in, listen, spit some verbal ink, sing, tell some jokes. Just come through and support our platform by promoting what you do. The call-in number again is 1-516-453-9166. Press 1 to speak to the host or the guest and join the conversation. The mind of a pen, the spill of ink, the heart of the pen, scripture tastes foreign to those whom have never spilled the ink of thought. Yet I am a reminder of lessons in the mental groove sitting in the long shadows of the late afternoon. A key with which I can unlock a boundless world. Words in my own reality and my own mind are trapped there, screaming to escape. My ink flows and my feelings pour. Some call it poetry. I call them the menace to ignorance. And that's Mr. Boston, Jeffrey A. Sanders. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we are featuring our special guest on her return to the poetry stage. WBNN and listening audience, let us welcome the one and only Miss Ronita Rogers, a.k.a. Poetry's Madam X. Baby, 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 are you in the building? Madam X, are you in the building? Ngozi, is she in the building?
All right. What number is she calling from? Is it 951?
That's 951 is me. She is calling from, hold on a second, I'll tell you in a minute.
That's all right. As we're getting it all together, of course, we're out of Lagos, y'all.
Okay. Well, then we just need to go to a jam. Ladies and gentlemen, our DJ, the one and only, the world premiere, the man with the master plan in music. Brother O, do your thing, baby.
Let's get it, baby.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you shooting? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Talk me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for the tap. And because you know you're too hard for these cats, I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and Wild Wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of me, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Cat lays in my way. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. So I can buy a few cars, then I pick a few flows, so I can pick a few holes. Excellence is my present, never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga
a bit, real quick, real sick, raw nights, I perform like Mike, anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad done, ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust, if my ends you touch, kiss a girl you touch, in this world I clutch, two auto, mattos, used to call me Fatso, now you call me Castro, my rap flows, militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit, oops, Cristal keeps spilling shit, you overdid it, home, you in the danger zone, you shouldn't be alone, hold hands and say it like me, the most shady, Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough, like Jurassic, hawk in, hit the spark kids who start shit, see me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank White,
I got the real live shit, from front to back, to my people in the world, where the fuck you at, where my niggas is at, where my niggas is at, where the fuck my bitches at, where my bitches is at, we got the real live shit, from front to back, to my people in the world, where the fuck you at, where my niggas is at, where my niggas is at, where the fuck my bitches at, where my bitches is at,
put your money on the table and get your math on. Break it down, split it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog, I'ma get my stash on. There's a bag full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash on. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, craft it to make plastic. Hotter than acid, PD, blowing on your table, TV. The billboard killer, no scene killer. The famo, ammo, is every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a candle. What you can do is check your distribution. My song from the Houston, like Starbucks to Houston. You ain't got it like me, you just mad, cause I tell it how it is, and you tell it how it might be.
We got this shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights, the heaters in the two seaters with two meters, senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us, B Diddy run the city, show no pity, I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook, Maddie broke the neck of your coat to neck, no respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminished, shoot out for 20 minutes until we finish, then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss, Panero, Chic Loots, Black Rob, join the mob, it ain't no replacing him, niggas step up, we just mason them, placing them in funerals, criminals turn the vows to Brick City, nobody come off like P. Diddy, business-wise, I play men, hide money on the island, Cayman, y'all just betray men, we spray men, opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission,
we got the real life.
Nature and flow undeterred in your imagination. Oh, my apology for the wordology that might make you slip into a sensual twist. I just want to flow with you in your flowology. Blend overlapping vocal neo-soul immense flair, allowing the etymology interpretation speak simple things inside your mindscape phloetically. Like liquid sunshine, so baby, please, please say yes. Because if that answer is yes inside your atmosphere, I will fly upon your windowsill and take you upon my wings and fly you to the shores of an outside opera and release mistress. And then I would become a prince and recognize our dreams inside our realities and other times we're not aware of exactly what's real and find explanation in the elements of your poetic soul. But baby, the sunshine and I just want to see the blue skies and brighten your day. To be blessed to have another moment on your three stages of belief. Understand, make believe, because this time our inner stand, chance overstand, there's still a chance of our universe pull us closer. Baby, I want to be where you are. Come closer, baby. Come closer. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicle. Now we're about to have another track. Where are we now? Number one DJ, Brother O. Do it, baby.
Moves, new cars to cruise. Sometimes I make the news, falsely accused. I gotta shake the spot when the stakes is hot. A brother needs space like a vacant lot. I'm looking forward to the future, mason the locks, and my little son Justin touching the knot. You knew I was coming for the crown, since uptown. You knew I was coming to put it down, so what now? What's the bad boy pull up and break the clutch down? In the 5 feet, smirking to pull up at high speed. Can you enterprise and rise like cream do? And leave them talk about the last time they seen you? Game is smacking, everything flattening with my name attached. Can y'all do that? Think one thing when you read my name. That puff nigga, the game will never be the same.
What are you doing when they love you?
I wear now, peace to get now, I swear now, I'd kill that shit, dangerous, nah, nigga feel my shit, roll for Dell, nigga feel my shit, sell, done tripped on, go upset to Pelly Bell, and fucking with Mel, I have a 500 a sale, convertible shit, leaving bitch with real sick, heard he like the trick, non-stop, lost a lot, all is out of town spots, in the Joey top, don't stop, I fop, lost plenty rocks, since 8-9, niggas been pushing, plenty drops, nigga keyed up. For real, 20 G's, please roll. Fuck the soft shit, 130 pounds of raw shit, the flaw shit, the PC on some real annoying shit. The car, my whole fam jig the fuck up. What? Better chill for you slip the fuck up. Get your wig, slip the fuck up. Nigga luck, dangerous. From three general niggas butt. And from where? Bet I sip on Pierre. Flaws through the ab, all them hoes wanna stare. Oh yeah, I'm loving your life. Play it right, Brook Long, bring it on, nigga.
What are you doing when they love you?
Live your life.
What are you doing when the love turns cold?
Live your life.
Do you love me, baby?
I'll be right.
Do you love me, baby?
Though I love you like a brother, I'd rather be your lover, baby.
Can you feel me, baby? I've been away a long time. Is it still me, baby? The one on your mind. Can we creep when everybody's sleeping and fine? I sell between satin sheets, intertwined. Can I touch you, baby? Is that alright with you? Can I love you, baby? What we about to do can make the whole earth move. I tell you my first move. Climb up in the slow, I ain't trying to hurt you. Can you feel me, baby? Should I keep it right there? Is it still me, baby? Take off your nightwear and lay your pretty body in the middle of your bed. As I place myself in the middle of your legs, do you want me, baby? Just let me know, like Aaliyah, baby. And I'ma sex you slow, get freaky, baby. Can you handle that? Them the lights burn candles on your back. Yeah, what are you doing when they love you?
Welcome, welcome back. Welcome, welcome back to WBNN and the Boston Chronicles. Y'all know what time it is. If y'all want to get on this mic, believe me, if y'all need to get on this mic, come on through and join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? This is a product of WBNN. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? Featuring the Boston Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? So, listen up carefully. If you want to get on this mic, the dial-in number is 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. If you don't have an app to call into the show, please, please, please download the free Talk Text app so you can get in on these shows, okay? I would really appreciate if you came through and did your thing over here, okay? So y'all come on through and join this conversation over here at WBNN. All right. So we're still waiting on my guests. So as soon as she get here, we're going to do our thing. And, you know, we're going to handle our business. So do we got anybody in the on the line?
Yeah, we do, but they're not pressing one at this time. So this is what I want you to do. Follow my lead. Keep doing your poetry. And then I'll prompt you for my next track.
Okay.
This let it be the Boston Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're going to do. Don't even worry about nothing else. Do you, Jeff.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go. Excuse me. Can I talk to you for a minute? I promise not to waste your time. Have you ever met a man who desires and wants what you want? To spend time with the woman that you are? So he can get to know the woman in you? Oh, I know you're thinking, all I want is to get in your draw. He got this smooth game. He's like the rest of the men, sweetie. Don't think any negative aspect of this man. No, not at this time. Whatever I receive from you, you will offer freely, and I assure you that I will earn it and be worthy of it. What I want to do is just have a conversation with you. And if you feel the need to come out of your panties after the conversation, then we will have a conversation about that too. But first, woman, who are you? Who is that woman inside that body of this woman who has such a beautiful look and a spirit that shines like a starry night? Let me ask you something. What happened the time in your life when you were the most nervous to do something? What most likely to superlative would you be most honored to receive? What one thing would you be most disappointed if you never got to experience it? Lady, do you believe in karma? What is the best present you ever received? Don't answer that. Let me answer it for you. I think I am at the present moment. See, you see, I have a genuine interest in you. I just wanted to show you that we both are approachable. To see if you were interested. Smiling makes people want to be around you and get in on the fun of chivalry and wholesome conversation. to show that you're friendly and interested. In fact, for the past 2 weeks, I have been interested in you. But you seem preoccupied, but today I have the opportunity to look in your eyes. Your eyes are only your windows to the world. There are also other people's window into you. We all speak with body language, and you don't have to actually say anything but smile. Because I picked your interest too. So what I saw from your behavior, when you stopped and looked twice and then waited till I got in my car and made that full 360-degree discreet turn and smiled. And when that bold walk changed to a slow pitch switch, then I knew you had interest, too. And then she said, you seem all of that, lady. Men know what's looking at them and what is not. Be aware of your surroundings, because a real woman in those surroundings are watching to see who is going to make the first move. I just happen to be watching you. She said, I think I want to get to know you better. Oh, by the way, she said, keep these petties for now. Good things come to those who wait. For the first time in a long time, I have met a man without game. But baby, I just wanted to represent the best potential for you, offering sincere and palpable encouragement with a degree of assurance that I have created a sense of safety. And I know you're attracted to dominant guys, or you would have already gotten out. So what do we do from here? She said, that's a no-brainer. Take me home. All right. There you go. That's Mr. Boss. All right. How y'all doing? Y'all see you here?
Better believe it. And you got your first call
right at
this time. And we go. Call number one, you're live with the Boston Chronicles.
Who do we have on the line tonight?
I'll be right back. I'll be back.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
I hear you.
Sula.
Who is this?
Sula. Sula calling from Boston.
Oh! Hey, Sula! What's going on? What's going
nothing.
On, girl?
I finally got to your show.
Okay. Hey, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to somebody that is such a beautiful person. Me and her been knowing each other since, I think, it's 2009 or 10. This lady right here was there for me when nobody else was. This lady gave me a place to stay. She showed me around Boston. She showed me the ropes of Boston. She got my first job in Boston. And to this day, I tell everybody, nothing comes between me and this woman right here. This woman stayed up at night burning the candles with me when I had to write reports, when I had to study the math that I didn't know. She was there for me. Okay? Now, let me tell you something, Miss Sula. I appreciate you. You hear me?
I appreciate you back.
I know you do. You know the love we have between us is unbreakable. You know?
Yes.
Okay. You know, so it is unbreakable, and I'm going to be the first one to say it. Never, never, never will I do anything to hurt you, to come between me and you. None of that. Anything that I can give you and help you, I will be there for you.
You can't promise that.
All right. Huh?
You can't promise that.
I ain't making a promise. I'm just saying. I'm making a declaration. Okay. So I got something for you off the top of my head. Just for you.
Stop nothing, won't be nothing. I just came to the show because I never.
Well, you stand there. You sit there. You sit there, and let me make sure that you go to bed nicely tonight. Now.
Nah, that's all right. Now, I'm gonna keep listening.
Be quiet. Okay, I'm still going to do this piece off the top of my head for you.
See, audience, that's how we stay friends. He barks orders, and I just let him.
All right. Listen.
All right.
Maybe it's not hard to understand. Every time I close my eyes, I think about how the next time I'm going to sit next to you and kiss you with just the thought of you. You keep me so damn grounded. Tonight, you got my time. Tonight, you won't be sorry. Tonight is the most best time to walk into your dictionary to discover another way that I just want to sit next to you, because every time I close my eyes, I think about how the next time I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to experience the semblance of your sweet cookies. I'm really ambitious despite feeling this way. Those scenarios occur during my thousands of lucid dreams. I know I got that thing to help keep you feeling right. Damn. Your mind is so damn tight. It's steaming and it slams me, so don't be hesitating. Thought about you all day. Got me so messed up, twisted. Hurry up and come over. I swear I randomly have to visit the bathroom about twice a day just to get you out of my mind so I can focus on not having to come and kiss you with my super long vibrator. But the thought of you with my three minds split between my thoughts, your thoughts, and your body, you will find these effects enticing and teasing and make you want to navel puncture me. The tip of my tongue gives full attention to very centers of your pleasure, pounding you from top to bottom while my fingers stroke your sensitive body. You can come too soon and sleep catches up with you. Daybreak arrives for too quickly. And that, after that, I have to drift into consciousness, and I have become aware of your presence, the presence under my skin. And that's you. That's that piece for you. Good night, Sue.
Snap. Good night.
Yeah. You know how I go. You know, holler at me. You know how I do. All right. Okay. Sula? Okay. Now we're about to have a track next by the international DJ legend, Brother O. Do your thing, Brother O.
I met her uptown on Dykeman, the Icon, talking that how she only dealt with businessmen. Niggas bad and joints, money off and on the book. The ones who stand firm like ain't nothing shook about them. I doubt them cats wearing for me, you know them niggas. Them big dudes across the street, she said, yeah. They from over on Mayfair, bullets from out of nowhere. Told her stay there and duck down. I hit the ground but managed to pull the beast out. This bitch over there with them pointing the chief out. They want beef out here, they gon' get it in the worst way. I'ma show them how black play, roll the dice. Fucking with me's like snake eyes, I break guys. sit back and watch my cake rise. It's all about the Benjamin's crew, that be the motto. Ran out of ammo and started throwing bottles, running, and I ain't looking back for shit. Crooked ass bitch to me, I get you back for this.
I love you, baby.
No, you don't.
You drive me crazy.
That's right.
I'll never betray you.
Since the last altercation, I've been on the street. I see honey at the club every week and I speak. I'ma rock that ass to sleep before I strike. I ain't know the real deal until last night. Ha, one of them brothers was locked with Baybro. Used to call my crib from C-74. Kick rhymes over the phone for hours, he had the jack. Baybro told him, you wanna get money, see black when you get home. We never had chance to get up, and wouldn't have. If his gun had left me hit up, he'd explain how his whole crew was slapping honey. Besides all that, she owed them cats a lot of money. Funny, I had a small world, baby girl. You was about to get fucked with no jail. I'ma sit back and watch the tape finish baking and plan your extermination. Word.
I love you, baby.
No, you don't.
You drive me crazy.
That's right.
I'll never betray you. Crazy.
That's right.
I'll never betray thee. I love you, baby.
It took a while to peep your style, Miss Ivy. I'm working low profile, single. House in Staten Island, in Manhattan. Wow, them same cats you sent to get me, boo, is on they way to get you. Fucking with you. That small time crack dealing nigga, he a bitch too. They gon' bust the shit too. Shit's real. You think you gon' set me up and get away scot-free without some type of injury? Nah, kill it. I'ma flip a script on you. Same thing you did to me, I'ma do it to you. Who knew she was a female Rambo? Filled one of they chests with foam soon as he came in the door. Lights was out, smoked all they mans in. In the end, she had to be the last bitch standing. Not for long, the bar for 44 strong. Just like that, she was gone. Now it's over. Assuming I go back to my everyday life of a rich millionaire just rocking the mic. Gotta pause and think about honey, no doubt. And it might have that chick went out. Yeah.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all really do. But y'all need to come through. Y'all really need to come through and do this thing. Because we are now broadcasting live on air from Lagos. The dial-in number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia Entertainment. And this is the Boston Chronicles. And if your service don't support online shows, download the free call text app and you will be able to call in to the shows. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What if? What if I walked into your life to unchange everything you've been taught and arrange time to a place where he had untied every single amoebable oblivion within your mental, semi-spiritual conversation, within your spiritual body and spiritual mind that shifts outside your thoughts, that same reflecting mind mathematically releasing her dirt body language magnetically, reflecting the deepest cardinalities of his spiritual light and his mental dark that conveyed Yanni Verse first goddess that he wasn't afraid. He wanted to know what would be his mental outcome. Would it be suitable for the both of us? Could she be suitable for just him and him for just her? the out-tweet Justice Wood. She, the woman, come calm in her inner backspace and come inside the mind of a smooth criminal conversation so as to make her mind's desires come profusely as his mental fingerprints need, manipulate, and pinch the fullness of her mental swollen cranium until her third layer vibe cries for them to be touched, stirred, and tossed and turned. Until her inner woman explodes as if her vibration turned into a flash storm, as her thighs tremble wide open, expelling the wettest secrecies, whispering, oh, great masculine counterpart and equal profusely with me, impregnate my thoughts, seed my soul with life energy so I can make your fears ejaculate songs of erotic Solomon as we encounter the questioning of our foundations of what if. What if our eternal self revealed endless infinities in common? What if common sense conclusion that defies most men's comprehensions because unlike he, this him, understood her as Johnny Verse, mother of created dirt evolutions, the vehicle of nations. What if one failed to be thyself true, then seek and come to terms with fear, come to terms with light and dark, with your feminine, masculine, masculine, feminine, other with you will never come. And to balance and he and she unequally yoked sleeping ones. The teachers of backwards and lizard lies, where are you? Why are you afraid of the true creation, the priorities of math, chemicals, wisdom, knowledge, and that the holder of truth? And what if? Can you even fathom if? And that was that piece of what if. Okay. All right. Now, there were words on our lips that in our loneliness alone wanted utterance, and the need by itself virtually created the feelings. Her smile and gaze was as if she was turned and tuned to the conversation on the phone. He felt her vibe, he breaks into her thoughts with his smooth redemption. You are the most beautiful treasure I've ever seen, hidden in the depth of the ocean, waiting for someone to pull you out, to crave, to have you like a shadow. When does a berry break upon the tongue? As sweetly as when one longs to taste it. And when is the taste refracted into so many hues and savors of writing, he hinted out loud, you need to come and spend a week with me and let's see what I can actually help you with. And she whispers, you know, if I came down there, there will be some furniture moving in your space. I know me. Sweetie, then we are both in the need of something plausible. We need someone to pour ourselves into. If you try something you might find, you get what you need. To feel that feeling where a man gazes into your eyes and seems to be the only human being whoever understood the real you. See, makes you feel more naked than someone identifying a desire you never knew you possessed. So, sweetie, why are you so quiet? She said, not even. Need a love can defeat fate. Sweetie, have you ever experienced how to love without need or without expectation or restitution or experience to carry you inside my journey? Adventure is a need. Well, the words speak for themselves. When is the planned arrival to be my friend and my confidant and my comforter and to be my lover? She said, mister, you're a good salesman. The intriguing placidity from the slothful pace of a snail was truly very peaceful. Our world is in need of the calmness to pacify itself. Sweetie, I don't need words. I just need you to come to realizing our ideas and desires. Need is a choice that comes to fruition. Take all the time you need to analyze your priorities and accordingly decide what is good for you. When you are denied the opportunity to be shown love and equally so the prospect to give it, love becomes a rare and highly coveted treasure. But let me tell you, I'm an adventurer looking for treasure. You are the treasure chest with more jewels inside than you can imagine. You are the treasure to behold. And that's that piece. All right. All right. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Ngozi, my guest is in the building now. So one more piece, and we're going to bring her in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because we finna do our thing tonight, okay? We going to do this thing so good and so well, so swell, that your mind is going to swell. His eyes moved to her nightgown. He took another step toward her. He whispered, "You excite the hell out of me." You feel the arousal deep from within, she said. You make me feel as if your eye took me out of my panties. My thoughts were deep, nasty, central for your wet sweets. Until you put your mind on mine, your spine alternating rhythms with central march of your hips and eat you up status in your ideas. Visually transferred into my visual folder, seen in the visual files of my hotel with your feet flat on the wall and the theory of our much related topic. Making raw, nasty love where the subject is the compass of pinning your pink orchids to the navigation point of licking, double sucking your heart, and making you call out my name in an unbiblical release. As your soul trembles for me to intractably lay you out for the feasting of each orifice satisfied. So relax. While each button is touched with combinations of tongue thrust and finger insertions in the gate to make your pussy and soul rage. Send your mind to Venice and your heart stalled in London. Oh, don't be surprised. You know what occurred last time. When you were bottom up, head moving up and down like it was tied to a rubber band, had me standing at attention while your soft cat lips were singing the Star Spangled Banner. Stiff hammer, you were worshiping the god Stiff Thor with faith untainted while your body of your structure shook like volcanic orgasmic eruption in the moments you forgot about the other tricks to perform in the night that brought me to your wet shore. Like a submarine captain, yeah, I want to experience the full of you with me in the driver's seat. With your backing that ass up, acting like Jane running from Cheetah until the wet sex in your squirts were like shaking up 7-Up. Like you're excited the hell out of me. You feel the arousal deep within, she said, make me feel as if you're penis raped my panties in fair vision of human tenderness. Relented like a slave and submitting so dear to his eye, he truly sees you and understands deep in the heart. His animalistic kindness had no choice but to seal your protuberance in the shadow of ever of a man pursued, who familiar with the waves and free. As if her white foam were the mystic lotions in motion throbbing from her seat. The falling of her silky dew, the flower in her belly yields to lay my precious nature true in the heart, which housed the root of the one who makes her fountain spill out from the satisfied birth of her human heart. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Boston. And now we're about to have a track from our, now we know, none other than our DJ. Ha! DJ O. All right.
Check it out. I let it be known. We still fly, but separately, cause now I chart on my own. Come on, propellers, good fellas, leave all them player haters jealous. Billboard charts should tell us they can't touch us. Why niggas bring the ruckus? Because release date bigger than Mandela's, motherfuckers.
Try to bring you life, but motherfuckers won't dare. So I travel with the barrel, with the chrome, with the lead. Cause when it's on, then it's on, the shots blown through your head. I've been rich, I've been poor, I've saved and blown bread. Some say I've been here before because of the way I zone. Some say jigger zones like the fall in the Rome. Reoccurring, daddy thinks like that cause he's observing. Won't be known till I'm gone and niggas study my bones. Mentally been many places, but I'm Brooklyn's own. In the physical, unseen like a lost body. Back my thoughts don't differ much from that of God body. But it's the all shoddy that got cats likening me to the mob John Gotti. Rap dudes fighting me cause I got it locked like the late Bob Marley. Pardon me, y'all, the great Bob Marley. Solemnly we mourn, all the rappers is gone. Niggas that got killed in the field and all the babies born. No, they ain't fully prepared for this new world order. So I keep it ghetto like sunflower seeds and quarter waters. To walk them through it, you know, talk them through it. Know these beats is more than music whenever I talk to it. Destined for greatness and y'all knew this when I doubled the pie. Had the shorty and the girdle coming out of BWI. And I hated algebra, but I loved to multiply. And I told my nigga Big I'd be multi before I die. It's gon' happen, whether rapping or clapping, have it your way. Cause if that's my dough you're trapping, I'm clapping your way.
Juanita Rogers, Madam X upon us, the Boston Chronicles.
Yes, I am here. I am here. I am here.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. You ready?
I don't know. I don't know.
What you mean?
I mean, I've been practicing all week, but I just sat here and switched the titles, the poems, and man, you got me going crazy off of one poem. What's up with that?
Hey, nothing. Yeah, you listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been to let you let this lady hypnotize you with what she got in her vault. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me let you sit back and listen to this word queen as she do her fourth poem. And then I am going to introduce you her rightly, and then we're going to go to some questions and answers. She's going to do her poem, some more poem. We're going to do some questions and answers. We're going to do some more poem. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to just do our thing, and we're going to be happy. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We broadcasting live from Lagos right now. Y'all understand? So listen, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to come out and support Ngozi Time Multimedia Entertainment and the Boston Chronicle and this beautiful, beautiful guest, Juanita Ryder's portion, Madam X. And the way you do that is call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get in to spit some poetry or speak to the host or the guest. So right now, Madam X, the mic is yours.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to bring me to your show. I am a new author and I am a new poet, so a lot of my poetry that I write, I don't memorize it because I never thought that I would be at this point. So don't expect me to flow like everyone else flow because I don't flow like that. With me, I have to read my material. So with that being said, I just wanted to let you guys know that. So right now I'm going to read Queen of the Sheep. And this is out of my book that's out, Diamonds on the Black Sheep. And it's kind of responding to Forbidden Fruit, How I Met Jeffrey. So this is actually coming from the vault. And if you want to purchase this book, you can. It's on Amazon. This is called Queen of the Sheep. As I see you standing there, I can feel your eyes undressing me. What is that you see? Do you see my mind? Do you see that my heart has been broken so many times? Do you see that I am tired of all the games and lies? Do you see that I am a precious jewel? Or do you see a victim that you want to use? As I walk towards you full of doubt, I can't help but to think, what is this handsome smile all about? I can only see what is written on your face. It looks good and feels right, yet will you finish the race? Do you know that my heart has a shield? Are you aware that I need something that is real? What is it that you see in me? Are you ready to love and set me free? Why are you undressing me with your eyes? I can see right through you. Don't you realize that trying to win me over is not an easy task? If you approach me wrong, the first conversation won't last. Do you want me to enter your lion's den? If that's all you want, you surely won't win. Reach for my soul first, and I might let you in. Touch my mind first, and I might give you my heart. Don't end what comes before it even starts. Don't bring the pain of how others did you wrong. Forget about your loss, and let's write a new song. Because the lion's den is not a place for me. There's so much more to explore and much more to see. Seeking for my love could turn things around, for I am a diamond that sits on a crown. Too precious to lose, so bright that you shall see. I am a queen of the black sheep.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Let me tell you something. And I'm going to say it just like this. My girl and paper. My girl and ink. Girl, you put your whole heart, your spirit into that piece. And I like how you worded it and how it all flowed together. It actually flowed. And you say you ain't going to try to flow. You are natural with it because you have that persona that melds all those words together and make the brain listen to the content that you produce. Okay? You feel me?
Yes, I feel you. And now, I appreciate and let me the tell, feedback.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
My girl, yeah, that's her. And y'all don't get nosy. Allow her us to present ourselves when Mother Cosmos placed the time. But right now I'm going to spread some news about this missus who wears a bold crown. Yet she's so humble, I just want to say, I love you, but prying eyes might read into our story too deeply. Either way, I love you dearly where imagination has yet gone. Shh, he's it, that. Miss Thang Thang, with the beauty of her dignity along her journey of our sporadic ink of her imaginations, and Angela Davis in poetic form, she's mine, walk like oil wells in my art, like moons and suns, tides of certainty, giving love ties in my heart, like gold and diamonds in my mind, that her spirit dance. When my pen is about her on paper, he preps and glides into another story waiting to be told. My lady, my friend on paper, my pen spill love to you. And that's that piece to you.
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have a track by the international, world-renowned DJ, Brother O. Brother O.
Up in Harlem, fuck it, another day, another dollar. Wake up to the barking from the wild wallets, full of collars. Make them sit for the godfather, then I holler to Justin, my son, run the water for the shower. Trust fund scholarship, show to give them power. Baby mama calls, she pick them up in about an hour. Now I'm free to go, free to blow with the calicoes and the Navajos. It's just the way this player knows anything goes. Finally caught up with my nigga Sam. Sam picked me up in the 10 Lex land. Wanted breakfast down at Pan Pan. What's your favorite dish? He ordered cheese, eggs, and grits. I had the swordfish. What is this? Three niggas dressed in black. Rollies on they wrists. Feathers in they hat. One tapped me on my back. Then pointed at my stack. Put my finger on the trigger. Then I asked him, what you want, nigga? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? I pray to God that I'm dreaming. I know my family wouldn't take it. When the doctor said he ain't make it, Mom Duke's crying, baby mom full of grief. How she gonna tell her son his daddy is deceased? Now she got beef with them bitches up the street. All because I used to creep with a girlfriend, Sharice. She knows I keep the hoes, donations, tenacious. On every radio station, good fellas in rotation, That's why niggas wanna twist my shit, flip my wig, attempt to murder me like Tommy Gibbs before the draw. Niggas threw me to the floor, drill holes in my pocket. Sam launched a rocket. They wanna rip my arms out the socket.
fucking heathen. Love to see a nigga stop breathing. I heard a voice sing out, ain't you Sean Puppy Combs? Here's your eulogy. Meet you at the crossroads, life bone. What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn?
Nothing but clouds and white suits fill my vision. Watching my life go down like Christian. Listen, hear them bullets rain. Shotguns and Mac Millie spraying like a hurricane. In this war called the terror game. And Deuce can't stand the pain. Little guns ain't got no business in this blizzard. They just kibbit. Here's five shots to visit. Block eye, blowing bullet hole sizes. The door knocker. Three headed for my chest straight. The other two came a little late and just barely missed my face. I'm trying to find a steady place between two cars. One of us gon' either wind up dead or behind bars. Shit, I'm just trying to live so I can raise my kid and own the whole world. Bone all the girly girls. That's when I finally figured out that's that nigga David Arthur, Sharif, baby father. And I didn't even bother to ask no further questions. No more confessions, only suggestions. I think Sam set me up, cause them bullets squeezed up from the rear. And Sam was the only nigga there. Then they all peeled out in the rental, aluminum. Sam in the passenger seat, so I'm assuming them. Niggas didn't even get the peep. Little Kim and them in the back seat with the heat. Clips they filling them to the top. Shit ain't sweet. Once the light turns red, enough said, that's dead. They fled and they waved hot lead. If I ain't up, I be on my deathbed. Sucker move, for that they don't get no props. Little Kim and them mad they ain't bust no shot. We in the block. No lamp posters, just old posters of gangster niggas. I see ghosts of gangster figures. I'm trying to hold my own when they snatched me out the car. Took me in the saloon and said, Puffy, there you are. Them same cats, we chased two blocks at new spots, washing dishes. I guess we're going out like bitches. I smacked them, gave a little speech, then murk. Happiness, cause me know my peeps got hurt. That night, I said a little prayer, me and Justin. That's when I heard the buzzer, yeah. Uh-huh. What you gon' do when it's your turn to go? What you gon' do when you can't take no more? You gon' cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gon' do when it's your turn to go? What you gon' do when it's your turn to go? What you gon' do when you can't take no more? You gon' cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gon' do when it's your turn to go?
Anybody
again?
There?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Again, you fell asleep, okay. Boy. Listen, you fall out in the spirit again, man. Twice, man. You know what I mean? Right now, you're about to, the all time, fall out in the spirit on WBNN. It's only about to tune, man. All right, you got to tie him now.
ladies and gentlemen, WBNN is now broadcasting live on air from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Nosy Ngozi Time Multimedia and the Boston Chronicle. If your service does not support online shows, please download the free call text app and you will be able to call into the show. I am Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston, the host of the Boston Chronicles. As the poetry legacy continues with Ngozi Time Multimedia and WBNN. Y'all come through and join the conversation to support our family of entertainment. Call in and listen, spit some verbal ink, sing, tell some jokes, or just come through and support our platform by promoting what you do. Again, the call-in number is 516-453-9166. Press 1 to speak to the host or the guest. Tonight, we are featuring our special guest on her return to the portrait stage. WBNN and listening honor, let's welcome the one and only Juanita Rogers, Portress Madam X. Now, let me give you a little background on this young lady. Miss Rogers, a.k.a. Madam X, was born in Jackson, Mississippi, and was her only child. Her mother, as well as her grandmother, struggled with addiction. Because of that, she became a ward of the state of Mississippi going from group home after group home. And she and during all of that time, she became distant from her biological family. And then she had to adjust and adapt to learning how to adapt to her surroundings. So she also learned to defend herself. Childhood, she says, taught her how to survive, and she became a young mother at 16 and, again, was abandoned by her family. Okay? Okay. She says she was born with a creative eye. Well, y'all very much can see that, or she wouldn't be here on WBNN because I saw it in her. And when she was younger, she was punished, and she had to read Shakespeare and the Bible. At one point, when her biological family were on the same page, they used to tell her to send her portrait to Jet and Ebony magazine, and she never understood why that didn't occur. She was only 12 years old when she was asked to do that promising thing that she didn't get to do. However, in her high school years, she showed her creative talent and at the same time becoming an activist for small populations of black at her school. Play, which was her first project, Black History, The Untold Story. She also created an organization called Ebony Making Progress, in which she would meet with members and discuss issues that blacks were experiencing at a predominantly white populated school. And during her college years, she experienced several domestic situations, which then led her to become an advocate for domestic violence. While advocating for domestic violence, she became trapped in a situation that took total control of her, both physically and mentally. And we can, and people who know or have been in those type of situations know what can occur in those type of situations. She was traumatized, and it wasn't until her youngest daughter stepped up and started helping her fight back, meaning she could come and intervene the fight. Her daughter was 15 at the time, and it wasn't until then she started fighting back for herself. She saw herself in her daughter. And it wasn't until her mother's passing when she finally spiritually started walking upright again. She then realized her purpose and became. And y'all don't know the rest of the story, but I'm going to let her come on this mic, and I'm going to let her explain her to you, and then I'm going to ask her some questions. So, Miss Juanita, Madam X, how you doing tonight? Are you comfortable?
Yes, I'm starting to get a little comfortable.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, how did it feel being an only child and had to experience addiction in your family tree? How did you cope?
Well, to be honest, I'm just going to put it out there like this. I've always had a spiritual connection to the Most High God ever since I was a little girl. So that's really what got me through a lot of things throughout my life. When I was 21 years old, I was already told that I was supposed to be an evangelist. But the things that I experienced and the lifestyle I was living, I was like, how can I be an evangelist? You know, I didn't understand it until after my mom passed away. And when my mother passed away, that's when I realized, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. And the writing for me comes naturally. I never thought that I would be on this platform like this. I never thought that I'd be speaking to people. I never thought that I'd be sharing my poetry like I share my poetry. And I also didn't think that I would be able to recite my poetry because I can't still memorize because, you know, I don't memorize my poetry because I just never really put it in my mind to memorize it. You know, I always thought that I was just going to be writing books and just send them off.
but not doing this part right here is kind of all new to me. It's very new to me. So, but how did it feel? It felt bad, which is why I am the way that I am, which is why I think the way that I think. Growing up, not having a mom, or not having a mother in your presence. My mother was always there for me. We was always there for each other, no matter what our family said about us. We was always there for each other. We had that connection. When she lived in New York and I lived in Illinois, you know, we still had that connection. So, but it was hard, you know, and the things that I experienced as a kid, you know, I tried to do the opposite when I got older. You know, I tried to, you know, the things that I know, I tried to share with people, and sometimes I may not, how they say, practice what you preach. But my thing is, as long as people are listening and they get the message to what I'm saying, you know, stop looking at what I'm doing and just kind of listen to what I'm saying. It's pretty much how I am and how I express myself. And the poetry, as I keep saying, is just, you know, me telling a story about what I experienced during the last 5 years before I moved to Chicago. But that's not my, I mean, I'm healed from that. So I don't want people to think that, you know, I still feel like I'm a victim, because I'm not, you know, and I don't let people put me back in that position of being a victim. That's why when I do a lot of writing, I write to my people, I write to my brothers, I write to my sisters, and it's always positive. It's always uplifting, because that's what I believe in. I believe in unity.
Okay. Well, listen here. I'm going to do something for you, and then I want you to do two poems, and then we're going to have a track from the DJ, and then we're going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allow him to redress your mind to his meaning of an encounter, an unlocking, her discovery this moment. I am this moment, and fear cannot be here tonight. We are going to leave here. But before we go, I wish you to verse inside your internal universe, become the path to the master key, unlocking her unlimited vibration to find her limitations, masterfully ascend into her mind, her body, her soul, into a harmony with attuning becomes us. I want to feel her inner voice, the encounter with her divine presence that springs from her belonging, allowing him to touch the fullness of her life in her peak of his experience, unwrapping her within it. And I am this opportunity, knocking at this moment to readjust the balance so we discover transformation journey at the level of our love encounter. Essence to essence, we touched and spoke the silent language of the stars, mirroring through our eyes and hearts the light of who we are, for we were one and knew not what it was to be alone. Ours was a realm of purest love, innocent and infinitely sweet. We breathed the fragrant breath of God, heart pulsing as one within one heartbeat. And now, that mic is yours. You got to give me 2 points.
All right. I'm going to go with "The Time Is Now." Together we stand, divided we fall. We once believed in it all. Have we fallen? What's really going on? Every day is a different struggle. Every hour is a different brother on my soul. When do we come together? Promises we made to our mothers. Yet, we seem to be getting worse. What's wrong, my people? When will we break this curse? My brothers, put the guns down. My sisters, pick up your crown. Stand over the crowd. Hating on each other ain't gonna cut it. Feeding off the negative, because we are way under budget. We can't afford to keep killing our people. Civil rights movement, again, the sequel. To this day, we are becoming extinct. Wake up, my people. we must think. We must come up with a better plan. This is not how we are supposed to stand. We have forgotten what our forefathers taught us. Black lives matter, yet we continue to hurt us. So please, my king and queen, pick up your crown. Put the guns down. The time is now. Wake up. Now
Nick,
that we have come
Nick,
to
Nick,
our
I'm going to get your thought on both of them. Okay, I'm gonna do the thoughts on both of them.
Are you going to do them each, or you want me to continue?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, most definitely. This is you. This is your time.
All right. Wake up. Now that we have come to our senses, we must begin reminiscing. We must remember the fallen soldiers, even though this world seems colder. We must remember the Civil War. We must remember what the fight was for. No, we are not where we should be. And no, this is not the land of the free. Yet we still are so proud to be a part of a dream, so it seems. We bow our heads and pray for families we don't know. We fill our eyes with tears when we see what the media don't show. But we still look at our fellow man with disgrace, even with the same color skin that is on his face. Why do we pray for the men and women in war? Because we live in a land that will soon be destroyed. We stand strong for this and for that. We are still sleeping, constantly losing, holding ourselves back. But when the real bullets start falling from the sky, it would be then we realized we were never part of the American pie.
Wow. Just plain. Wow. You know the first point.
Mm-hmm.
The first point grabbed my attention because I felt that I was in that poem. I was in the lines of that poem, and you made me feel some kind of way. You know, you really did make me feel some kind of way. And that poem is deep, but it's not deep. And you have to listen to those key words, you know, those key words that you spoke. And on the second point, that second point, I wish you were standing in front of me. You'd see the tear in the corner of my eye because everything you stated, it's true. Everything. I felt sitting next to you. And at the same time, I felt that I was sitting across the street in another building looking out the window at you. And it had me in wonder because you was in wonder as you wrote this second piece. I thank you for those two pieces. Thank you for them.
No problem.
All right. Uh-huh. Now, we got a caller in queue. So bring that caller on, Brother O. Bring that caller on. Caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Jerry.
Who?
Jerry.
Okay. Hi. Okay. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just listening to the Queen speak. Her poetry.
Ain't she beautiful with her words?
Yeah, man, I know it. When that next book comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got anything to say to her?
Yeah. You know, you got some fans out here listening to you.
I know
man.
Who
you
that
know.
Is. I know who that is. That's Jay.
You know it.
What's up, Jay? Yeah, I know who that is.
Proud of you.
Thanks for your support, man. Thanks for your support, for real, for real.
Proud of you. You doing
Thank
what you're
you.
Doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate mm-hmm. you, brother, for coming through and supporting the Queen, man. I appreciate you coming through supporting WBNN and the Boston Chronicles and the Golden Time Entertainment, man. Make sure you keep that number. because we on every night of the week, man. We don't miss a beat. We on every night of the week. So if you got some free time, man, you can chime in on some of the conversations going on over here in this family of entertainment platform. Anytime you choose.
Okay, I like the show, man, for the show. Nita, keep doing your thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, now we got caller number three in queue. Caller number three, who am I speaking to? Caller number three? Caller number three?
Yo, this is Clever.
Here come my boy.
Bully Shot of Philadelphia.
Clever One, baby, what's happening, man?
I just wanted to let you know I'm from where the old people call smoking pot bad cigarettes to the young kids. What's good?
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. I so
you
much enjoy this brother when he comes to these shows.
Now check this out. I'm hearing all this exciting, exquisite poetries and all this spoken words with friends here. You see what I'm saying? Now, they don't allow me to use no profanity on some of these nights, but you know what I'm saying? I'll let them know I'm a young buck, you know, taking notes. Now, what I would like for you to do, Mr. Boston, if you don't mind me while I'm on here with you on this Boston Chronicles show, I would like for you to ask me a Boston Chronicles man question, if you don't mind, because I, these are old head questions that I need to practice on myself sometimes with these little young gremlins and fools out here. I kick them up their ass.
Ask that question again.
I said I wanted you to ask me a question, you know, giving me some of them old school wisdom questions. You got one for me?
Okay, let me ask you one then. All right. Listen very carefully. The mind of men, of awakened men, are in a state of crown elevation, and that elevation is the interior seat of perception that takes the black man to a higher place. I want you to elaborate on that question with a very distinguished answer.
Okay. Well, this is what I'll do. According to the three subjects at hand and whether or not this was a question or a statement, I would have to differentiate which one is the two. First. Now me as a black man, looking at a black man, listening to a black man, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to fight him, not trying to shoot him. All I could do is try to teach him something. Now, if he don't want to learn, you feel what I'm saying? He might need to keep it moving. Now, if I need to help him keep it moving manually. Then that's a whole nother story, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm trying to learn how to be humble, utilize my humbleness and tranquility and spread it amongst the land, giving glad tidings. So I need the old school in the place to be, down by law, OG gangsters to let me know how to do this here.
Right. Yep, that's
right.
That's
all I'm saying,
you know what,
that's
don't,
all
you
I'm
know
saying,
what,
Mr. Boston. Yes,
but
sir.
You know what?
Yes,
you know what, Clever One?
Yes, sir.
Humanity is yet to understand humanity's strangest foibles. And that still defies explanation. And to explain why we would evolve a response that lets humanity know that we have been lied to, bamboozled, duped into sleep purification and dependency of slaveism due to our very own ignorance. You feel me?
Yes, I do. And that's the same thing I've been trying to tell the people, but they won't let me get it word in. Not five of them at that one time. I get one at a time. But this is what I'm going to say, though. You know, all these young bucks out here, they got to respect the fact that we got seniors like yourself You know what I'm saying? Who can navigate what's going on out here? You're at the speed and at the rate that it is, 2023. You feel what I'm saying? You know, where they have not a clue on what you're seeing, all these different decades of madness and things like that. They don't have a clue on what you know, not even a chapter of what you've been through. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of like to you know utilize the time and look at the reflections of you know what it is. What would Clev 1 be as a how should I say this? I don't want to say it. Let me say old ass man. You feel me? You know,
uh-huh.
So I don't mean to say it like that, but
you,
man, I feel like an old ass man. I feel like an old ass man. They out here calling me Unc. You feel me? So, I just wanted to stop in. Salute to the generals out here, OG gangsters out here, still out here. You feel what I'm saying? You know, it's Mr. Boston, Boston Chronicles, Clev 1. We'll be on tomorrow, Woo Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the ODB when he got locked up at McDonald's. He must have had 20 pieces or something, you know what I mean? And the milkshake.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But we're going to do it like that. I ain't going to hold y'all up. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the crackheads in the hood know how to work on cars real good. Check your satellites.
All right, now, that was Clever One. All right. Now, we got caller number 4 in the building. Caller number 4, who do I have the opportunity to speak to?
Mr. Boston, how you doing? It's the Huni Baka Tune,
hey,
also
man.
Known as Master Tar, Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing absolutely well tonight. Absolutely well tonight, man. You know, I got this beautiful lady on, man. Wow. You know, she is that thing. You know, so... you have an opportunity to speak to her if you choose to. She's right there.
Hey, you must have read my mind. How you doing? Beautiful, beautiful sister. You definitely got powerful energy. Loving what you're sharing with us and our great company. Let me do a plug right quick because I would love some feminine energy to address a serious issue. It's no longer a pending issue, but it's been a continuing issue. And I want to offer a solution, okay? To do a plug for my upcoming show, which will be Military Mindset, okay? It's time to shut them down or make them pay the ultimate price. And it's really, really been inspired by this 14-year-old just got shot by this Asian. Bottom line is we got to take our mind back. That's why Military Mindset. You got a lot of our people. Give you a little bit of backdrop. Is a lot of people is upset, frustrated, and angry and all kind of things. But right now we're dealing with a serious energy that's imploding, which explains why the youth in particular is out in the street trying to kill each other. So, but the bottom line is where I come in at and pretty much why I was, you know, have incarnated here is for us to take our mind back. We can't do anything on a physical, not even on a spiritual thing in order to combat our enemies until we take our mind back. And one of the things I noticed, a lot of our people got more love for their enemies than they do their own self and each other. Okay? So it's going to be pretty interesting, but, you know, I love what you're offering. I would love for you to bring that back. And that advancement will be the 29th of this month on the same great station at 9:30 on a Thursday. Okay? And that's an open invitation to you if you are available. And it's with you as well, Mr. Boston. You get what I'm saying? My main thing is about us. You know, it's about us.
Yeah, man. Drop that link. Yeah, drop that link. Drop that link in my inbox on the Boston Crown. You just look up Jeffrey Sanders and drop that link everywhere you in the inbox on all my pages, man. And I'm going to see it, and I'm going to come in, and I'm going to come and bless your show.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. And thank you so much, because that feminine energy, we have been needing that for a long time, because everything that we ever did throughout our struggle, we needed each other. So thank you so much, okay?
Right, exactly. All right, all right. Thank you for coming in, man. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track next by the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O.
My click is in it till it's over, never sober, busting over, lane to lane with the cane and the rover, pray to Jehovah, for the nigga with the Ruger, the young Don, the Heron mover, you know my hustle, I bring the 4 pounds to the tussle, motherfucking pit with no muzzle, so chill cuzzo, let me blow for my niggas, running round, skin down like motherfucking gorillas, shorty bop the Wolock, in the spot with the dough lock, pot full of acid, I got the game mastered, move down, hit 20s, addicted to getting money, it can be 100. Degrees and never look sunny. Black, I'm trying to live. Something gotta give, but every day's the same old. Running from Popo. Mom think I'm loco, cause I sell crack and puff cocoa. Yo, this is style, shit is still the same. And when worse comes to worse, I steal the cane. Poppy know my face, so he don't expect it. But I'm from the gutter, so he got to accept it. Strip his ass naked, then I put a slug in him. He just another motherfucker, ain't no love in him. I put a bug in him, never sleep on one who never slept. I take my last breath every time I hit the map. It's the D to the E, M to the O-N, blow in, steady playing shotgun, bow in. Don't you see the shorty with the baseball cap? Don't make me flip, motherfucker, with the baseball bat. Best to brace your gap, or I brace mine, cause I lace nine, from your dome to your motherfucking spine.
That nigga that your niggas can't fuck with, that nigga that your bitches wanna creep with, that nigga that you can't get along with, play a hate, what you wanna do a song with.
Boys move inside the jet. When you increase the peace, I'm more wild yet. I'm only sizing you niggas from the waist up. And I ain't sweating no parts you can't touch with makeup. Mr. Jacob, without the ladder, it don't matter. Clap to wake up and do a shake up. Nobody batter. Finster, baby Finster. I was in the playpen waiting for kids to enter. Shit, I even blitz the wrist to get chips. Housekeeper disguised with a non-rubber grip. Extra clip in the vacuum if I slip. Room service, ring the alarm and get the bomb. Blown to Hong Kong where I've been long gone. Plus I got the power to ramshack. You dig that? Worldwide while you simply thug where you live at.
That nigga that your niggas can't fuck with. That nigga that your bitches wanna creep with. That nigga that you can't get along with. Play a hate, what you wanna do a song with. That nigga that you see in the video.
Wanna get involved with the LOX car. Tell us, good fellas, that's who we are. You can't outsell us, it ain't shit you can tell us. Jealous, dog, cause we spread like relish. Bad boys, then we all eat together. When it go down, then we draw heat together. Since I made the connection with the big man, I done got big plans to be a little nigga in the big land. Ghetto star, president you are, gift wrapped. What you call weight? I know cats who sniff that, enjoy life. What are you saying? If the DA ain't got a nigga paying, Poppy got him weighing. Anything to do with money, you can count Jay in. Next time we bring it to these faggots, we ain't playing. Dream of the rocks, and we ain't never gonna stop hitting you in your head with that butter from the lobby.
That nigga that your niggas can't fuck with. That nigga that your bitches wanna creep with. That nigga that you can't get along with. Play a hate, what you wanna do a song with. That nigga that you see in the video. That nigga with the jewels in the diggy hole. That nigga that'll die for his main man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just getting close to that time. What we're about to do is we are going to get the final thoughts and the last poem from our guest. Then we're going to go into Ngozi time. And then you're going to get my final thoughts. So, Madam X, your final thoughts and your final poem, and we're going to go into Ngozi time. time.
Madam X, you there? Uh-oh. I think she fell out in the spirit. Boy,
bye.
I'm telling you, man.
Bye.
I don't know. There she is. Okay, okay. She woke up. Okay, there you go.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm going.
All right, listen to what we need from you. We need your final poem. Okay, we need your final poem and your final thoughts.
All right, I'm going to do the final poem first, and then I'll give you my final thoughts.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely.
All righty. All right, here we go. All right, this one is called America, the Land of the Free. And the reason why I'm doing all these poems like this is because of Juneteenth coming up this weekend. And by me already telling y'all, I'm an activist. I love my people. I love spreading knowledge to the young generation the best way that I can. But this one is called America, the Land of the Free. Red, white, and blue. Holes in the flag while slaying the black youth. About to get fed from the breast of the womb, you keep feeding your son from the silver spoon, forcing them to cry from all the pain, yet the truth remains. What will they gain if his neck is slain? But you don't care because you think you're in control. Dollars falling from your breast, trying to put on a show. About to break the foundation, you would rather die and watch your white son live and let your black son fry. America, the land of the free. Between you and me, America is not free. Your true colors are being exposed. You're stepping on toes, knocking down doors of the innocent child who doesn't know, but why? Protecting our children should come first, yet you put them in cages and continue this curse, and then blame it on the colored skin, forgetting the fact of who let you in. Well, who are you, Miss Red, White, and Blue? You can't even see the destruction heading for you. Too busy trying to keep your bosom fed with our bread, yet give us crumbs. The people who fought for you end up being bums. And you still drive by without shaking his hand or give them a meal, but claim this is your land. Miss Red, White, and Blue, we see you and we know the truth. That's it.
Oh, my lady. You know what? You know, I served this country for 12 years. And I had the wrong concept of why I was serving. And then when you find the truth that you were serving an institution that really didn't mean the people of color no good. And it was like, when I come to that realization, I realized, you know, serving this country and the institution, the same exact institution that kept us in slavery for 400 years, and the same institution that today is not doing anything much about making our life better or freeing us or giving us the same rights as the privileged people. They, you know, and I just said, damn, you know, really, I was enslaving my own people while I was enslaved. That's crazy, huh? But you know what, though? That peace is the truth, boo. That piece is the truth. Okay, what's your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is purchase my book if you haven't already. It's Diamonds on the Black Sheep, second edition. And again, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my poetry, breaking the ice. Like, this is the first time I went live other than doing a Zoom. It's the first time I've been on a radio, well, second time I've been on the radio. But the first time I've been on the radio doing poetry. So, yes, I appreciate the love. I appreciate everybody that's listening, anybody that's listening out there that has been following me and rocking with me for the last 10 years. Y'all already know I appreciate y'all. And that's about it. Crown on, mask off all day.
Okay, now, this is the thing. Don't you go nowhere, because I have final thoughts too. Okay? So we're going to give him the Gozy time, his final thought, and then I'm going to do my final thought, and then we're going to say goodnight. The Gozy.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I wanna be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with they own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oomph for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something
I
European crawls out with the touch.
Being a broke nigga, drinking more liquor, driving a broke bigger. I'm with most sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3-quarter reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green, Benz G for my team. So while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
the evil. I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picasso's. And have poppy flip coke outside Del Gato's. The Enja with cash flowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over prop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stashed in a building with this chick named Alona. From Daytona, when I was young I want the boner. But now I only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mentality. Stay poppin' crystal, pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringin', gondolas with the man singin'. Italian music down the river with your chick clingin'. To my bizzles, player you mad for. Actin' hard when you as pussy as RuPaul. Come on. I wanna do, baby. Wanna be ballers, shot callers, baby. Brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the day
what
in the
blood clot. Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's Latin coded. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda lady. Stash the 80s in the face. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I been had skills, crystal still, hot bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rockin' red man and naughty. All with my kitty cat, half a brick of gate. In the bra with my titties at. And I'm living at. Whole life we push weight. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis. Why?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to be a part of WBNN tonight. And, of course, Jeffrey Sanders is the first person that I wanted to bring on this network because he is real, raw, and sincere. And I love the fact that he does some of the best poetry I've ever heard in internet radio. And that's why he's here, right here on the One and Only Definition. Congratulations to Mr. Jeffrey Sanders on his 10th. WBNN, Devil Nation All-Time Connection Record. And what more can I say tonight? Congratulations getting to the teams, Mr. Jeffrey Sanders. And I'm going to get off this line because, you know, I want him to get his final thoughts, you know, right here tomorrow night. We come back on with the 2022 Sonny Griffin Award winning WBNN Linear News Host of the Year, Mr. Clever One, and Standing Up the Sticks. Same time, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Devil Nation. I want to thank Juanita Rogers, you know, just being so positive. And, you know, one thing I loved about, you know, her, when we did her promo, her eyes are so powerful. That's one thing I loved about, you know, seeing into her. Serious young lady, and I wish her all of the best because she's already great. So, you know what I mean? If you don't know that, you need to recognize it. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi underscore time. Ola Dutton Malibu goes to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Lay Down goes with my at gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer and DJ too. Tell your grandma. Ola Dutton Malibu goes to saying goodnight. Good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio and support us on a constant basis. And now to our champion, of course, the outstanding Jeffrey Sanders. He's known all around the world as Mr. Boston. It's his chronicles. Yep.
Yeah, you know, I want to thank Miss Juanita Rogers for coming through and gracing our mic tonight. She did a wonderful job. She deserved the crown she wears on her head. I am so proud of her. This woman has been through struggle, been through turmoil, heartache, you know, disconnected from her family. And I feel her at every climb and place. And if you listen to her works, you will see that this woman has grown from out of that pit and climbed up out of that pit, and she looked over the other side and reconnected with herself. And she came to the stage tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and did her thing. And then, Brother O, you played the doggone music in history. So with that being said, Miss Juanita Rogers, a.k.a. Madam X, for you, the guest experience. You see, my innovation is her brand of loyalty. Can you capture the page of his flip chart, get sprung on his adrenaline ink beyond the stay, on the stay of his mind? Mental shadows etched with sapio sound breaks into a wide sound that hugs you in physical saran wrap that keeps you dancing to classic and classical music. Infused like a duet as he hypnotized you as if you were mesmerized by a famous painting in a translucent sunset beyond the stay, on the stay of his mind. Mental shadows etched with sapio sound That's the guest experience. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank everybody for coming in and tuning in and calling in and listening to the guest, supporting the guest. Y'all go to her page or pages and send friend requests and read her works, because you will get some knowledge and wisdom and some self-help out of her work, because she's been through the ringer, ladies and gentlemen. With that being said, I will see you next month, same time, on Tuesdays. Come through the Boston Chronicles. Again, let me say, if your phone plan do not support the online show, download the free call text app, and you can call into the show. And let me say, thank you, Miss Juanita Rogers and the Goldie Time Entertainment at WBNN and everybody who supported this platform. Let us say good night.